Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You tuned into Youth Talk on Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548, GSTV 826, and also simulcast on Sirius FM 105.7. You are listening to Bibi Aisha Lahir. Today our topic is something that's very interesting, something that, you know, we may not think of as very important, but we don't realize the significance of our name. Our topic for today is the importance of choosing a good Muslim name. You know, everyone's very familiar with the play from Romeo and Juliet and the line, a name, what's in a name? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. A rose by any other name would smell just as sweet. Sorry to disappoint you, Juliet. A rose by any other name in Islam would not have the same meaning and would totally, totally lose its value. It is narrated by Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, on the day of resurrection, you will be called by your names and by your father's names. So give yourself good names. So that alone tells you how important your name is. Not only is it a symbol of your uniqueness, your identity, of who you are, but on the day of resurrection, you will be summoned, you will be resurrected by your name. So my guest with me today is someone that I'm always, always so happy to be chatting to, someone who I regard as my mentor, who I've learned so much from. It is Apa Zakira Ansar Mia, who is also part of Radio Islam, and a pleasure to have you as my guest this morning, Apa Zakira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sister Bibi Aisha, it's always a pleasure to be your guest, and alhamdulillah, may we continue to learn from one another, inshallah.
Ameen, summa ameen, ya rabbal alameen, and only a pleasure to have you in studio. So, Apa, like we said, a name, what's in a name? What are your thoughts regarding this?
So subhanAllah, before we start, I'd just like to pick up on that hadith that you mentioned about giving good names. Hmm. One of the sunnats that are meant to be done when a child is born, among others, is that the child is meant to be given a good name. After the tahniq, the adhan in the one ear, the iqama in the other ear, by the seventh day, the child is meant to have a good Muslim name. So the reason I'm emphasizing on the words good and Muslim is because no doubt the matter of giving a name is one of the most important issues in people's lives. Mm-hmm. Because a person's name is a title which says something about that person. And it is essential for communicating with that person. It's like an adornment, a symbol. It's the thing by which the entire world would call them then, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call them on the hereafter. It's indicative of the person's religion, first of all.
Yes,
it makes him feel that he is a follower of this religion.
Yes.
It gives a good impression when people call him by a good name. It's like a garment. We wouldn't want to wear something, alien to our religion.
Absolutely. But you know what is so shocking these days? That there are so many people, you know, who have been blessed with beautiful, beautiful Muslim names. And yet they would tell you, my name is so-and-so, but you can call me this. I mean, I would think, you know, like I could cringe when I hear someone with the name Muhammad, and that person will introduce themselves as Mo. Or somebody whose name is Yusuf, and they'll say, call me Joe. Or somebody whose name is Khadija. You have been named after the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Khadija, and you call yourself Katie. I know sometimes when it comes to nicknames, it's like a personal preference. People may like it, they like to be called that. And I think also when it comes to nicknames, you know, especially when it comes to parents, they have this term of endearment that they would like to call their child. It could be my darling, my baby, my bachu, my dikru. Okay, that could be something different. But, but completely changing a name like Musa, calling it Mus, or something like Fatima, and you're saying Fati, you know, like, I would think that you have been named after such a great person. Wouldn't you want to emulate that person's qualities?
SubhanAllah. Well, I think there's two sides to this, Sister Bibi Aisha. One is obviously if the parent, as you said, endearingly gave the person this name. And we know this from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha would often turn red when she blushed And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hence began calling her Humaira.
Yes.
You know, some narrations mention this.
Yes.
Similar with Ali radiallahu anhu, he would say that one of the best names that he liked being called was Abu Turab, because once when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the home of Fatima radiallahu anha and he was missing, you know, he was, well, not missing, but he wasn't there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked where he was. He got the sense that when she said he's in the masjid, that something was up between the two of them. Perhaps it had an altercation. So he went to Ali radiallahu anhu, and in very jovially, in a very loving manner, he said to him, "Qum, qum, ya Aba Turab," because Ali radiallahu anhu was now covered in dust. Remembering that the masjid in that time didn't have our carpeted or tiled floor, and it was, you know, mud. So he said, from that day on, I loved this name. So subhanAllah, this actually has two sides to it.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, someone has given you this title endearingly, and I know often it would happen in a family that the daddy or the nanny, you know, would start calling a little one by a certain name, and subhanAllah, that would go in the entire family, and the whole family would start calling the person by that name until they're quite big.
Yeah.
I myself have a nickname like that. That's, you know, with me as well. But what I'm saying is that that's one side of it. The other side of it is that now we start calling someone by a nickname because of some quality. So perhaps the child may be a little bit chubby in childhood, and so we start calling her, "Hey, Fat," you know, or we start calling them something like that. Now, when we do this and the person doesn't like us, this is not very nice, because in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm going to give you the mafhum, he has discouraged, or he has, you know, very sternly warned against calling people with such names that cause them hurt. So we're not meant to call people by names that, you know, pick out some flaw in them, or even if it doesn't pick out a flaw in them, because we don't like calling them by their full name. Now we decide out of our own that we're going to call them by this nickname. So there definitely are two sides to the safar.
Now I need to just add on something. You know, on my first year as a qualified educator, I was based at a school here in Indonesia. And, you know, as I taught grade 3s in my first year of teaching. And I had a little boy who had four names. Now when you look at the register and you're like, okay, ya Allah, okay, let me try this. And you know, obviously now, alhamdulillah, you know, with all the years of teaching, I can pronounce some of the names, but at that point in time, it was a bit challenging for me. And I looked, and you know what, I must confess, Allah make me maaf, it was very selfish of me to pick out the name that he had, an English name as well. And that's what I started calling him. And obviously nobody responded, and I would call him again, he wouldn't respond. And I'm like, why are you not coming when I'm calling you this? And he said, "Madam, my name is," and he called out his name, it was Letlokho Nolo Teboho David, and he said his surname. And he says, "Madam, you call me David, but my name is Letlokho Nolo. My middle name is Teboho. It is the name of my grandfather. Letlokho Nolo is the name of my father. I'm actually Letlokho Nolo Junior. And then you call me a name like David. David is not my name. I don't even know why it's there." And he was so hurt. You could see the hurt in his little child's eyes. And then I realized that I was insulting who he was. I was taking away his identity. I was denying him his lineage. It may have not looked like a big deal, but he was very upset. And wallahi, from that day onwards, you know, I called him and I asked him, "Baby, what would you like me to call you?" And he said, "Madam, please call me this name." And that's what I started doing, and I've made that effort ever since. You know, when children come and sometimes they have two names or they have three names, I would ask them, "Okay, this is the name that I would need to put in the register or in your certificates or your report, but what would you like me to call you?" Because like you say, you know, you have a right to tell someone, "Please call me this name." Funny enough, when you were saying as well that, you know, your granny had a nickname for you. Growing up, I had two cousins. My name was, one was Fatima, the other was Teba, and myself, Bibi Aisha. Fatima's marhum, may Allah grant us highest stages in Jannat, inshallah. But we were called Fati, Bibi, and Teba. And it was cute when I was growing up, and you know, it was, that's how we were funnily known. But now if anybody calls me Bibi, I don't want to respond. I don't like it. Because I feel, you know, it's going to become Bibi Kala and Bibi Foy and Bibi Nani and all of that, and I'm not for it. I like my name, Bibi Aisha, and for me as well, it has value. I was named after my marhum daddy, who passed away while making Hajj, and she's buried in Makkah.
SubhanAllah.
So, you know, inshallah, like I said, you know, always whatever we do with our shows, first it's a reminder to us, it's a learning experience for us, and we're hoping that, you know, our listeners will benefit as well.
On that point, Sister Vivasha, if I could just elaborate on just one more thing, which I think is quite a common practice in today's time.
Mm.
You're speaking, changing of a name here, right?
Yes.
Anglicizing a name, and I'd like to pick up on that one. So what tends to happen nowadays, and I hope I'm not generalizing too much here, but I've seen it more and more in our communities, and that's why I'm picking up on it, is that, mashallah, we give our children beautiful names. So we name the child Mikael, or we name the little girl Zahra, and then what do?
Mm-hmm.
And then we start calling Zahra, Zara.
Yes.
And then we start calling Mikael, Mikhail.
Yes.
So, or Hannah for that matter, subhanAllah, when I hear this, every time I hear this, my skin crawls, when Hannah is called Hannah.
Yes.
You know, I do understand that sometimes not everyone can pronounce certain names, but we need to try and make an effort to pronounce the name, and I firmly believe that if as parents and grandparents and those that are close to this child, we make that effort to call the child by the proper name, people, you know, in extended family would hear us doing it and they do likewise.
Yes.
It's because we choose as the child's close family members to anglicize the name or, as you said, to, you know, shorten it, that others think nothing of it to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do name our children things like this, like Zahra, for example, that's one that always hurts me. This was the kunya, the nickname, the so-called nickname given to the queen of the women of Jannah, Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha, and we're putting it down and we're adulterating it and we're being so offensive to this name and starting to call it Zahra.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why would you want to ever do that?
Yes, most definitely. And then we said, you know what the meanings of a name, you know, you have meanings that mean kindness, you have a name that means truth, you have a name that means beautiful. When we're talking beautiful, I would think obviously, you know, your character makes you beautiful and hence that would make your appearance beautiful.
Absolutely.
But now if you're going to take something, like I said, with Khadija, when I hear Katie, or when I hear Kitty, or like Fatima, when I hear Fati, like sometimes sometimes I have certain family members who will call me Aishu, I just give them that look. I think with me, it's just that look, and they're like, okay, I shouldn't.
Wrong number.
Exactly, wrong number. But even a name like Ibrahim, and then you call it Ibi, a name like Yasmin, and you call it Yesi. Why are we doing this? Mumtaz, Mumi. We have such beautiful names. Like you said, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had a nickname for his beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha, it was Humaira. But Humaira was still a Muslim name, and it's still a beautiful name. It's not being anglicized. Why do we do this? So our listeners, please call us on 011-854-1548. Please tell us your views. If you feel that you have a pet name for someone close to you, tell us why you've chosen that name. Why is that term of endearment so special to you? If you, like me, have a name that has kind of stuck with you, please tell us. I think we had a caller and we've lost the caller. Okay, let's just see. But, it's very interesting. Like I say, you know, what's in a name? There's so much in a name. It's your identity. It's who you are.
Yeah.
It's what makes you unique. And when we think about the qualities of a name, like we say, we would like to emulate that name. Appa, if you could please share with us some more hadith on the importance of choosing good names. And possibly, if you can, you know, examples of, times when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has changed the names of certain Sahaba. Appa, I'm just going to ask you to wait for a second. I think we have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Aisha, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Who am I chatting to?
Auntie Zainab.
Okay, how are you doing, Auntie Zainab?
Alhamdulillah. I just want to know if I'm correct in understanding that when we do not pronounce our names correctly, it does have a different effect on that person.
I'm sure it will. Appa Zakira, would you please comment on the question?
Sure, no problem. Actually, that's what I was going to pick up just before we left off there. You know, I was going to pick on the name something like Samina.
Mm-hmm.
Samina with a sa would mean precious. But sometimes if you don't pronounce it correctly, because we generally don't have, some may not be able to pronounce the sa, and we say Samina. If you look at the word Samina, it means fat. So this is totally different, the two names, right? Then I'm going to tell you why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even encouraged this, because like when, in fact it was Ali radiallahu anhu, and he brought Hassan radiallahu anhu when he was born, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is his beautiful name? And Ali radiallahu anhu said, Harb. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, Hassan. Now let's look at the two different names. Harb meaning war, and Hassan meaning beautiful. Then Hussein radiallahu anhu, same thing. Ali radiallahu anhu said, Harb. Prophet said, no, Hussein, a diminutive of the word Hassan, both meaning beautiful. Some may say, you know, like beautiful in appearance.
Yes.
So what the sister is asking, or the auntie is asking, is actually very, very pertinent. When we do name someone by a name, then yes, the name does have a big impact on this person. Like Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on him wanting to embrace Islam, and he said, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is your name? He said, Abdul Ka'bah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, Abdurrahman. Right? So here we can see that he had a name that was not according to Islamic, well, it's makruh for us to name any name like this, like, you know, slave of the Kaaba. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instead made him Abdul Rahman, the slave of the one who's most compassionate. You know, if I could just elaborate on that, just one more thing, in that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even took good omen from people's good names. For example, when the treaty was being written, the Fath Makkah, right, when the Bay'atul Ridwan happened and all of that, we don't really have time to go into history, but inshallah those who have read up about this, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in, you know, trying to find someone, a convoy that would be able to convey his message correctly to the chieftains of Mecca. And the first time someone came and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't find much comfort, and the second time they sent someone, the man's name was Sahal. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now our job is done, because this man's name is Sahal, and Sahal means ease, so inshallah we will have ease.
Ameen.
SubhanAllah,
it shows,
so beautiful.
Exactly. Like,
so definitely what the sister, what the auntie is asking is absolutely true. Our names do have some sort of effect on us.
Yes. Auntie Zainab, any other questions?
Yes, right?
I think I do.
Now, the name Tahir is a Tor, right? Tor here. But we all say Tahir, Tahir. So I suppose the same thing happens there. And I did ask once one of the ulamas, and they said, no, it's fine, you can say Tahir. So I'm totally confused. And when my son, when I tell him I'm going to call you Tahir, he said, I won't answer you.
Papa Zakira, help there, please.
I was only with laughter. Okay, subhanAllah. Auntie Zainab, perhaps the reason for this is because why the Ali may have told you this. The name Tahir, actually, if a person's going to say Tahir, there is no actual Arabic word like Tahir, right? So perhaps because of our different dialects and pronunciations, they've said, you know what, it's okay to call the person this, because it doesn't change the name that drastically, like the example that I gave you of Samina and Samina, right? It doesn't do a drastic change to the name. So perhaps that is why. And I'm going to give you a quick example on this one. You see, even when reading the Quran, in different places, different people have different dialects. If you hear the people of perhaps Egypt reading the Quran, they have certain letters they pronounce very differently to us.
Yes.
Now, subhanAllah, that's just their dialect, the way they pronounce the Arabic words, right? So this may be the reason also why the ulama are okay with that, that certain names, if not pronounced exactly how it's meant to be pronounced, it's okay.
Okay, so because I know Tahir, does it mean like clean and pure?
Yes.
Okay, so
the title that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to his son Ibrahim.
Okay, so Alhamdulillah, he is very fussy in that sense, but I just thought in any other way is it going to have another effect on him.
No, I don't think that would be. I mean,
so
I don't think it would be. But Jazakumullah khairan for your call, Auntie Zainab. Jazakumullah khairan. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I think we have another caller online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for taking my call.
Barakallahu feek, all your pleasure. Who am I speaking to?
Ahmed.
Okay, how are you doing today, Ahmed?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen names, and that is why they have beautiful meanings. In recent times, our Muslim people give such fancy names that the old people can't even pronounce those names.
Very true.
And that is why I personally feel that we should stick to our old-fashioned names.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, there's a reason why these beautiful names came about.
Yes, yes, most definitely. And then also, Ahmed, I'm sure you feel that, you know, when parents choose a name, sometimes you'll know there's a season for certain names. You know, they may have heard a particular name maybe in the news or maybe in a particular program, and, oh, you know, I like this name, Rehan. You know, there was this Alia season, and then there was this Rehan season, and then there was this Hanna season. So sometimes also parents sort of take the name which is in season at that time, and they may, you know, forget to dig a bit deeper and find out the meaning of the name, because at the end of the day, you know what, you want to live up to your name, don't you agree, Abba Zakira?
For sure. I think actually, as much as Brother Ahmed here is saying old-fashioned, and I'm sure he's not meaning it in any, you know, in a derogatory sense, but what I'd like to just add there is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even when naming or when being asked what are the best names, he said Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. And so when we look at this, we realize that as much as he was saying this, what actually the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching us here was that those names were the ones that were the best given because their meanings were the best.
Yes.
So whenever looking for a name, as you alluded to, Sister Bibi Aisha, it's very important that we dig deeper, that we look at what the name means, or if we cannot find the direct meaning for the name, like sometimes with the Sahaba or with the Prophet Sallallahu with the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, then we look at who had that name. And we pray and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I'm naming the child this name because I want the child to have the qualities of this person.
You know,
very recently I heard of a child that had a name, and to me it was a little bit, well, I found it quite odd, to be honest, because what I found was that it was half the mother's name and half the father's name that they had put together, and they made one name out of it.
Okay.
Now, this name, to be honest, has no meaning to it because there is no name, there is no word like that in Arabic. So that's exactly what they did. You know, they took half the mother's name and half the father's name, perhaps because it was the first child and it was so cute and all of this. And so that's how they made up this name. Now, my dear mothers, and I'm speaking to the young mummies especially, I know that you want to stand out a little bit compared to your older counterparts, you know, your mother-in-law and your mother and your granny-in-law and your granny, and you don't want to just have, you know, someone with the same name like them in the family. But subhanAllah, I think Mulana Sulaiman Mullah Sahib, Hafizahullah, said it so beautifully one day in a lecture. He said, when other people come to you and say, why don't you name your child Fatima or Aisha or, you know, Muhammad or Qasim, we say, oh, my sister or my brother or whoever, they got a Qasim in their family. They got a Muhammad in their family. So he said, we don't mind that they have a BMW, we also want to go have a BMW. They have a Mercedes, we also want to have
that
a Mercedes.
So
why
true.
Is it that when someone encourages us to have good Muslim names for our children, that automatically we go on the defensive and we're like, oh, but everyone in the family has that name.
Which is
What's
so true.
What's wrong with everyone
Which
in the family
so
having
true.
Their own Fatima, their own Aisha? Right?
Most definitely.
So subhanAllah, let's stick to as, Brother Ahmed, the old-fashioned.
Definitely. We're going to be going to break for an ad. Brother Ahmed, Jazakallah so much for your comment. Very wise words, and lots of us agree with that. Jazakallah khairan. We're going to break for an ad, and when we return, we're going to be talking more about the importance of good Muslim names, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you back with me, Bibi Aisha, here on Youth Talk on Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548, and Summercast as well on Sirius FM 105.7. And we're talking about the importance of giving good Muslim names. Now, just before the break, you know, we were speaking about just a very important point that one of our listeners brought up, that, you know, why don't we go back to the so-called, and I'm saying so-called in inverted commas, old-fashioned names, instead of these very fancy names, because a lot of times the elderly people can't even pronounce it. And my guest, Abba Zakira Ansar Mia from Radio Islam, her response to that was, one time, you know, when somebody mentioned that, and I think it was Mulana Suleiman, Mulla Fazakira, that mentioned that why does it matter if, you know, if you have a Muhammad in your house and that person also has a Muhammad in their house? It doesn't matter, because if this one has a BM, you also have a BM, but now you don't want to have the same name. There's nothing wrong with that. And the funny thing is that, you know, many years ago, you know, the foi, the father, sister, and the grandparents would also be called up and asked, you know, what name should we take? And also, often, you know, children would be named after their dada or dadi or nana or nani. Like, my dad had 7 brothers, and most of them have daughters, and all of us in our family have one Muhammad and one Aisha in the family, because that was the name of my grandparents. But the thing is, I mean, none of the brothers complained that, you know, I have an Aisha, so he also has an Aisha. And the other thing is as well, that on the day of Qiyamah, like we say, when we will be resurrected, we will be called by our names as well as by our father's name. So if I'm an Aisha, I will be resurrected, inshallah, by the name of Bibi Aisha bint Shabir Ahmed. My cousin will be Bibi Aisha bint Abu Bakr. So at the end of the day, does it really matter? Yes, it does matter. The name that you choose is a symbol of who you are. It is to show that you are Muslim. And obviously we make dua that we must emulate the qualities and the meaning of that name, inshallah. Abba Zakira, what are your thoughts?
SubhanAllah, something just struck me there when you said bint Aisha bint Abi Bakr.
Mm.
You know, with the type of knowledge and education that we have at our disposal, Sister Bibi Aisha, one of the things that I think if the youth of today really, and when I say youth, I don't mean the unmarried, I mean the married young parents, if they really want to have a name of their child stand out, look into the lives of Sahaba. The Sahaba were like a galaxy. And really, if you want your child to have a so-called different name, that's okay. We're okay with that. All I'm saying is, don't go different and, you know, make it a name that we never heard about as being a Muslim name. Go into the lives of Sahaba and see there were so many Sahaba that many of our older generation, they didn't really choose to keep these names for their children.
Yeah.
Now, when you mention that, I think that's so beautiful, because recently I've also noticed some parents doing that, in that if the father's name is Abu Bakr and if they have a daughter, they would name her Aisha.
Yeah.
Why? Symbolizing that structure that was present in the time of Sahaba, that there was a Aisha bint Abi Bakr in the time of Sahaba, and we pray that by giving the child this name, oh Allah, make my Aisha like the Aisha of Abu Bakr in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know?
Ameen. Thumma ameen. Rabbil alameen.
Ya Allah, I have a little son. And oh Allah, I want him to be a brave little soldier of Islam. Oh Allah, I name him Bisha.
Yeah.
You know, these names are also beautiful names. Bisha Kalbi radiallahu anhu is such a brave sahabi. Or like we want to name the daughter if we have a little girl. And we know about Khawla, who donned the armor and went out to look for her brother. Name your little daughter Khawla. And make this niyyah when naming her Khawla, that, oh Allah, I'm naming her so that she has the bravery of Khawla radiallahu anha.
I mean,
why not?
Yes,
why not?
Definitely.
So
I mean,
if we do want to go different, there's room for that. By all means, go ahead. But let's not go different in a weird way. Let's rather choose those names of Sahaba and Sahabiyat that are not so much heard of. And really, when we look into the lives of Sahaba, I promise you that there's an entire galaxy waiting for us to choose from.
No, most definitely. In fact, callers, please do call us on 011-854-1548 and please share your views with us. But I'd also like to ask you, when a person has been given two names, often it would be, say, like Muhammad Naeem, that was the name of my marhum brother, or say Muhammad Naeem or Muhammad Zakir, or like say in my case Bibi Aisha or Bibi Fatima, how should that person, or what is recommended, how should that person be called?
So generally they say it is mustahab that if a person has two names that we call them both names.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's Muhammad Naeem or Muhammad Saha or Muhammad whatever, then we call them both names.
Mm-hmm.
Although, note, I said it is mustahab, so it is not necessary. Perhaps if the person has a really long second name as well, so Muhammad Sulaiman perhaps, then if you want to just call him Sulaiman, that's okay. That's okay, right? But again, we're going back to what we said right in the beginning of the program. What's preferential for the person?
Yeah.
What do they feel happy being called? Let's stick to that, inshallah.
Definitely.
Then we go on to the second part. Sister Bibi Aisha, if you don't mind me just going
sure,
on to the second
sure.
part of the two names, is that if we name someone Abdul whatever, so Abdul Aziz, Abdul Salam, Abdul Majid, these are all attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we choose to use any one of the 99 different attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Abd, and name our child Abdul Salam or Abdul Majid, then let it not be that we start calling this child by only the attribute. Because there are certain attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can only explain who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. For example, Al-Khaliq. Khaliq means a creator. Now imagine calling a person, not calling him Abdul Khaliq, but just calling him Khaliq. Or we name the child Abdul Razak, but then we end up just saying Razak. We can't do things like that.
But Abdul means servant of, am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. So when we say Abdul, then it means the servant of, and therefore we need to use the two together. For a little girl, we will say Amatus. So we can name her Amatus Salam, or Amatul Rahman, like that, or Amatullah for that matter, right? But we never ever are just going to call the person by only the attribute, because there are certain attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I mentioned, Al-Razzaq, Al-Khaliq, Al-Qahhar. These are all attributes which can only describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human being can ever have these qualities.
Yes, most definitely.
So we must be very careful when we name our children by these types of names.
And I don't think it would be wrong if our youth that are listening in today, you know, go to their parents and say, okay, mommy, daddy, ummi, abba, why have you given me this name? You know, like, what does this name mean? Where did it come from? I mean, it's good to know where you come from. Your heritage is so important. Your lineage is so important. So, you know, there's no harm in saying, you know, this is the name that you've given me and why. And just say, abba, what would be your suggestion? Like, say the people that are listening now, inshallah, and if they feel that, okay, you know, this is what I've named my child, and you know, maybe I'm not too happy with the meaning now. Maybe at the time I chose so-and-so name, but I'm not too happy now. There's no harm in changing it. Am I correct?
Okay, so there is actually a section that I did some research on with that. So it is mentioned that if you do have a name that is not necessarily one that is, I'm going to say, so-called perfect, or doesn't fit in the four categories that we're asked to mention names with, then you could do one of two things. You could either keep it, because now you've grown up, or your child perhaps was three and now your child is, your child was born and now your child is three and your child responds to that name or whatever. So you don't want to have to change the child's name. So it's okay to keep the name of the child as such. But, as Sister Bibi Aisha is saying, you may also change the child's name if you wish. And for that procedure, you don't have to do the whole adhan and tahmik and all of that all over again. You would just obviously change the child's name, let the child know that you're changing the name to a better name, something that is more, you know, appropriate, and then notify everyone, obviously, that this is what the child will now be called by.
Yes. But now, when it comes to, you know, choosing a name, like I said, you know, before there would be consultation with parents and grandparents, and now, you know, most times parents just choose a name by themselves. And you also mentioned that, you know, there's four things we should bear in mind when keeping a Muslim name. If you, Abba, could please just repeat that for our listeners.
Sure, inshallah. So the first, and these are directives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? The first is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the most beloved of names to Allah are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. So that was the first directive that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. So if we have a little boy, then Abdullah or Abdul Rahman. Little girl, Amatullah or Amatul Rahman. This was the first directive. Second, that if you would like to name your child anything with Abd, then let it be one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Abdul Aziz, Abdul Rahim, Abdul Salam, Abdul Malik, right? And when calling this child, then we mentioned, this is not part of the hadith, I'm saying what we mentioned is that we ensure that we call the child by both these qualities, by both these names rather, by both parts of this name, I should say, because it's one name, both parts of this name, right? Okay, next one would be that we name our children, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us, by the Sahaba who were the Ulul Azm. Now these Sahaba were known as Ulul Azm because they were those, the Prophets, Anbiya alayhim as-salam were known as Ulul Alm, because these Anbiya alayhim as-salam went through a great deal of difficulty and they persevered. This is why they were given these titles. So it's like the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, right? These Anbiya and many of the other commonly known Anbiya whose names are mentioned in the Quran. And subhanAllah, I think it's so beautiful also that, you know, sometimes the fathers may have a name of a certain Nabi. Read into this Nabi's life and see if he had a son, and if history books have mentioned what the name of his son was, then name your little son that. How beautiful wouldn't that be? Going back to what I said about naming the daughter, if the father's name is Abu Bakr, then naming the daughter Aisha. Yeah. So if perhaps the father's name is Zakaria, then naming the little son Yahya. Yes. How beautiful won't that be? We're going back to a legacy of Anbiya. Definitely that child is going to have something special about them, because you've chosen to specially name them something, you know, in that link. And these were Anbiya alayhim wassalam, whose stories we can read in the Quran, and we can see how pious they were. So also we may know that Ibrahim alayhi salam, what's wrong with naming your son Ismail with this intention, if your name is Ibrahim, that my Ismail must be like the Ismail of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He must have the same, you know, like Ismail alayhi salam, when his father wanted to slaughter him, what did he say? If this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of you, my father, then go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Don't we all want an obedient little boy?
Most definitely. You know, emulate the qualities of your name.
Yes, definitely. And then we go into the fourth quality, the fourth tip, rather, or the fourth mention, advice that is given, and that is the names of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Direct, you know, it's, the directive is not explicitly saying Sahaba, but it's saying the pious that came after the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. So actually, even if you wanted to name from any of the other any of the other Anbiya's disciples or companions, you can name from them. For example, Daniel, for example, Yusha was said to be the little boy in the Ashab al-Kahf story who was with Musa alayhi salam. You know, so you can name your son perhaps Yusha. If you're naming Daniel, ensure that people say Daniel and don't anglicize it to Daniel.
Yes.
You know,
things like
this. So, inshallah, there's so many directives. And again, I'm saying with the younger parents, mashallah, we love nice sounding names, different sounding names. And Islam doesn't restrict you and doesn't say you have to only name the names that your forefathers kept before. No, there's no direct, you know, injunction saying this. But all we're trying to encourage you on the program is that ensure you know what the connotation of the name that you're naming your little amana, your little child, who is your trust. Ensure that you know what the connotation of that name that you're giving them.
Most definitely. Abba Zakira, Jazakumallahu Khairan for your pearls of wisdom, for sharing with us. Always, always a pleasure having you on air with me, and I'm definitely going to have you on air with me again, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan. Lots and lots of good knowledge that we can take back with us. Abba, I just was going to ask you, what does Aisha mean?
Aisha, so they normally say it comes from the word Aish, and it means life. So the person either is denoting a very lively kind of person, in your case, that's absolutely true, or it would be the way the Arabs gave these type of names to their children as a good omen. So giving it to the child would mean that she would have a good life.
Inshallah, I mean,
so, Bibi Aisha, if you just allow me 1 minute.
Sure.
A listener from the US has dropped us a message.
Sure.
And she says, Assalamu alaikum, Sister Zakira. Hope you are fine. Listening to your program is very interesting. Just last week, my daughter gave birth to a baby boy. I became a grandmother. MashaAllah to you, Nani. And she says, they named the little baby Mustafa after our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do you think of the name, she asked. SubhanAllah, yes, perhaps this is not something we touched on, but even some ulama mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had various attributes and qualities, and these are enumerated. So if we'd like to name our children any one of these attributes, like Mustafa is one of them, Mujtaba is another, right, then this is also a very nice thing to do, to name our children after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's attributes.
No, most definitely. I mean, Al-Amin, you know, that also comes, you know, the trustworthy, you know,
yes.
And I mean, thinking of the attributes of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mubarak to your friend, inshallah, you know, may the little baby be the coolness of the eyes, inshallah,
Ameen. Ameen.
And again, like I said, Abba Zakira, Jazakum Allahu Khairan, always, always have a pleasure to have you with me.
Jazakallah Khair for the opportunity, Barakallah Fikum.
Ameen, Summa Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. To our beloved listeners, remember what's in a name. So much in a name. Your name defines who you are. It is part of your identity. It shows that you are Muslim. Be proud of your name. Find out the qualities of your name. Try and emulate your name. Be that name, love that name, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts and be pleased with us, inshallah. We request for du'as from behalf of myself and my studio engineer Ziyad. We ask you to please remember us in your du'as, and we look forward to chatting to you again next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.